Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Well, I know that I'm not the only one to say that. That was some demonic shit last night. I had a shower. I mean, I felt so... My soul felt violated. I felt dirty. Like what I was watching was so sinister and so evil, man. I literally had to shower, take a hot shower. It really bugged me. I talked to Sean Ryan last night from the Sean Ryan Show. He called me. He was there. And folks, let me just put this rumor to rest. They're alive and well. They were in the Capitol building. Sean Ryan's there. There is no CGI. There's no actors. They're all there in the flesh. They're all there. Making deals, shaking hands. Sean Ryan saw it all. He saw it all. He went to the parties. He was disgusted. Disgusted. He was in the viper's nest. And I got to talk to him for about 30 minutes on the phone. And I got to tell you, the guy was really disturbed from what he saw. Republicans and Democrats acting like best friends. Best friends. Just like Jesse Ventura said, it's like the WWE. Behind closed doors, they're all patting each other on the ass, seeing what deal, who can cut for what. I mean, it's just... It's disgusting. It's gross. And let me tell you, folks, they're selling us out. All of them. All of them. One is not any better than the other. And I was right about Mike Johnson. I told you guys. Tucker Carlson said it last night. I told you. I saw that guy coming a mile away as well. I called out Ron and Johnson. All of them. All right, folks, you can Venmo me D-Rod1977. If you appreciate what I do for you, I appreciate you. D-Rod1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, get yourself a copy. When the lights go out, the Mexican mix, where she goes slumming with a Mexican. That's on Amazon as well. Get your books. Leave an honest review, folks. Please leave an honest review. It helps. My mom loves to read them. I read them to my mom. I'm dealing with a lot with my parents right now. This is probably the hardest time, one of the hardest times of my life right now, watching my parents get older. So I'm basically... with them every day. I go back and forth from my house to theirs, and I take care of them the best I can. And it's hard. It's hard. Get your Noble Gold, folks. Things are happening. Gold prices are shooting up right now. That's a sign. That's an indicator of things to come. So if you have a bank account, pay attention. Pay attention. Your savings could be at risk. The U.S. banking system is once again under extreme stress. We know what's about to happen. If you're at ninoscorner.tv, you know what's about to happen. We know what's coming, folks. That this jeopardizes you and your family, but there's an easy way to protect yourself, folks, and that's gold. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your family's financial future. As a thank you for opening a qualified account, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin, folks. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com to claim your gold coin. Hit the link down below, folks. Get started on that. You definitely need gold. You definitely need gold. Gold and silver. Gold and silver. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter, Nino Boxer. PatriotWear.com, being right there. Get yourself a cool shirt, hat, socks. I don't have underwear. I need to get some underwear. My underwear has been kind of holy as of recently. I need to buy better underwear. I still wear Fruit of the Loom much of the time. I also get some Adidas every now and then. I've never been into like, oh, I wear Calvin Klein underwear. I wear brand underwear. I'm like, it's underwear. I used to go through underwear like socks when I was training. I was always sweating. I was always ripping my head. You know, underwear is underwear. So patriotwear.com, get over there. And folks, there's some really cool stuff on there. I got some cool designers working on stuff. So it's pretty awesome, pretty awesome. Nino's Corner.tv is fire, folks, as always. I got Mark Fisher, I asked for it and I got it. BLM, founder of Rhode Island chapter, recently converted. He endorses Trump. I asked him your questions. I asked him some hard questions. He was in the hot seat. He was in the hot seat and he answered the questions. I told him, bro, don't get mad. Don't burn my house down. He thought it was funny. He thought it was funny. I don't think we got that on air, though. Good guy. Funny guy. Good guy. I mean, I got, maybe he thought I was funny. I don't know. Hey. He kind of looked a little bit like Larry Holmes back in the day. I looked at him. I was like, man, I feel like I'm looking at Larry Holmes. Mark Fisher, BLM. I asked him your questions. He's going to be up there tomorrow. Today, I'm putting up Jim Willie. Jim Willie's coming on with his financial apocalypse. Yeah, he's got his fingers on the pulse. Scott McCabe, Mike Jacob, that's today, later on. We're doing a roundtable. That's going to be fire, as always. Michael Jaco and Scott, bring it. The three amigos, we're doing that today. Scott Bennett is coming back on. And get this. Akshay, I forget his last name, but Akshay, who's coming on very soon in a few days, who's going to be leading an expedition. Well, I think he's going solo across Antarctica. So all you flat earthers out there, you better tune in. Because I got questions. He's not going to an ice wall, okay? He's going to Antarctica, and he's going to cross Antarctica by foot. The elements, the unknowns, what is he in for? He's training very hard in Alaska. He's gearing up for this. He's training. So I'll ask your questions as well. I also got, now this is big. This is big, big, big. I got Jason Shurkin coming on with some people, and I'm going to be doing this interview tomorrow, I believe, that actually have retrieved alien bodies. They have the proof. They're going to show them on my show. I had to say allegedly. Allegedly. It's YouTube. I forgot. FluffTube. I got to say it's allegedly. We don't know. So this is going to be interesting. Alien bodies. They have possession of alien bodies. This is going to be a big one. This is going to be a big one for Nino's Corner.tv. I'm going to try to make it FluffTube worthy. I don't know what I can get away with when you start talking about stuff like this, but we'll see. They sent me pictures, so little alien buddies. I don't know, man. I lay it out for you all to play it out. That's all I can say. I don't know, man. The world is weird. The world is very strange. And with the internet and everyone having phones, and if you watch trail cams like I do, you see some weird and wonky shit. I believe anything now. Honestly, All, honestly, for me, I think our consciousness creates all this, man. I think our collective consciousness creates our reality. And that is why these things exist. And that is why CERN and all these portals are, that's why they're there. I really believe that you can manifest something through thinking. And if you have the technology to do it, I don't know. The world is strange. The world is strange. I don't know. And that's why prayer is so powerful, because you're putting it out to God saying, we need a lot of prayer. I was on a phone call last night with a friend, and I know a lot of you saw my it's not even Twitter anymore. It's X. I need to say X. X. I put on there that I was talking to a friend who supposedly has a friend in the CIA, in the three-letter agencies, that told them what's coming is bigger, will be bigger than 9/11 could be. And I don't have any validation on this. I have no proof. None. I don't. But it kind of goes together with what Cliff High says on my show, that he, if you know about Cliff High, he has a technology, a software that can predict events or something coming. And it reads the deltas of the tense and release of internet language or something like that. And this is all allegedly, folks. This is no proof on this. I don't know, but something that has an luminosity of over a 13 compared to a 9/11 event that it was like, let's say that was a 1. Whatever's coming has like a 13. I don't know. If that's the case, let's just kiss our asses goodbye. I don't know. I'm not going to be scavenging through a dumpster. I think about this stuff all the time, and I look at all my friends that I've lost already, and I'm like, you know, man, I lived, honestly, I lived in the best decades already. I had a great life already. Like, if it gets cut short, I lived it to the fullest. I mean, I wrote a book. And folks, I wrote the book. Nobody else wrote it. I even left chapters out of it. Okay, I left chapters out of this book. 80s and 90s are the last two best decades. That's it. After that, that's what happened after that. And now we're into the great exposing, where everything's just coming to light and we're all seeing it. I got to say, I think like the great disruptor, the great exposer. He exposed the illusion, the magic tricks. Anyway, folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby. We're getting ready to rock the show. All right, folks, turn it down or turn it up. And by the way, the general in the general's tent is going to be George Papadopoulos. George Papadopoulos, March 27th. March 27th at 5 p.m., folks. 5 p.m. All right, turn it down or turn it up, baby. Oh, yeah. Let's get going. That pissed me off last night. It pissed me off. Coming at you live for the apocalypse, folks. Oh, yeah. Let's go, Biden. I know what you got planned for this country. Ah. Wow. Watching that was like watching, I don't know, like the first time I watched The Exorcist. I don't know how to compare this. My soul felt violated. I can't even tell you. Like, I was watching this and I was going, anybody that can get up there and preach illegal immigration and war and make it sound like it's a good thing. It's a good thing. We're in trouble, man. And all of you out there that are like, oh, whatever, that person's been taken down, that guy's in Gitmo, that guy's down. You're wrong. I'm not going to say things aren't happening behind the scenes because there obviously are, but you're wrong. Sean Ryan was there. I talked to him on the phone. He saw it all for himself. Enough of this bullshit! Wishful thinking, I guess. I mean, I would love to live in unicorn land and jump over rainbows and. But you gotta get brought down back to reality, folks. So to me, it was completely demonic. I don't know how you all felt. Put it in the comments how you all felt. I had an uneasy night last night, even sleeping. I was like, man, that felt, ooh, like, oh man, we are a darkness, like as if I saw a black cloud come over America, just dark, thick, dense black cloud. Like, here it comes, man. Here it comes. I don't know how you all felt. That's how I felt. I felt like, oh, shit. Man, we're fucking in it. We are in it. And as all this is happening, folks, I don't know if you're going to fly ever again. I don't know if I'm going to fly again. Three United, just yesterday it was two United Airlines. Today, this morning, I woke up to three. So what happens when companies go woke and lower their standards? What happens when you stop hiring people based on their qualifications, but instead you start hiring on diversity? What happens when you hire people based on their skin color, mental handicaps, and lack of schooling or experience? You know, from the shows that I've done in the past few months, I said, man, this is going to be bad. Be careful when you start flying. I said this, go back and look at my, well, I erased some of my morning shows, damn it. But and one of my morning shows back then, I know a lot of you can attest for this. I've said in my morning shows, don't fucking fly, okay? It's getting crazy. And what happens? What is it, three flights in the last 24 hours? Terror in the sky? I don't know about you, but I could do without watching an engine fucking burst into flames mid-flight. I can do without that. I think I can drive. I think I'd like to drive 10 hours instead of a one-hour flight where the fucking engine catches on fire. Because we need to hire diversity. So as companies hit rock bottom, which is happening now, and let me tell you, that's not something you fuck with. You don't fuck with airlines. To me, if airlines need to hire the top, top of the tier. You cannot lower the bar even a little shred, a sliver. Fucking tire falls off on a plane, folks. A gear goes awry on a fucking landing. Engine bursts into flames. What is going on? Are you kidding me? Now, some of you are like, well, I have to fly. It's for my job. When you're doing this, pew, how important is your fucking job going to be? Three airlines in what, 24 hours? And how long was it been? I don't know, a day, 2 days maybe? I don't know. And as companies hire and hit rock bottom, our country has hit rock bottom. Look no further than the State of the Union. I honestly felt like I needed a shower in holy water. Okay? Like I needed to douse myself with holy water. I felt dirty. I went on Lou Valentino's show and I did some commentary with him. And we listened to Tucker's rebuttal and this and that. And, you know, there's a reason they're doing that. There's a reason they're doing that. They're letting you know, look, for the normies out there, because people, if you're on my channel, you're way ahead of the ball, okay? You're like light years ahead of the normies. The normies are still like, A, B, C, D, E, F. Wait, A, B, C, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, G, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. That's where they're at. And that's what we're fucking dealing with. They're either there or they're on the other side. Liberals. Bill Maher. Rachel Maddow. Joy Bayer from The View. I don't even know if these people are even people. More than ever, if you watch the State of the Union, you know now we are in a spiritual war. This is a spiritual fucking war. But as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no man because I am the baddest motherfucker in the valley. I woke up this morning and I was like, you ever just like wake up with like a random thought? I woke up with a random thought. Like I just remembered in school, and I don't know why I thought, I don't know how this even popped in my head. I just remembered all of a sudden, I was like, I remember the, did you guys have like the dirty kid in school? This morning I thought of like in third grade or second grade, the dirty kid. I think his name was Joshua. And like he always stunk. He always had like his I remember like he just always stunk. And his jeans were always, he wore the same jeans every day. He was probably a poor kid. I don't know. He always had chocolate all over his hands. He was always picking his nose. And I just remember the dirty kid. I don't know why I thought of him. I was just like, damn, whatever happened to that kid? It was a random thought, you know. What happened to the dirty kid? We all had the dirty kid in school. The dirty boy. Oh, boy. So, tire falls. Okay, so first, the one that happened today, I think it was with the news I got today. So, three United Airlines. United Airlines 737 MAX 8 suffers gear failure upon landing at George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, Texas. Gear failure. Something's going on with the mechanics, and it seems like Houston, Texas is the spot. Tire falls off United plane after takeoff. An SFO damages cars in parking lot. So the tire flies off the plane in takeoff and hits a bunch of cars in a parking lot. A tire fell off United Airlines plane taking off from San Francisco International Airport Thursday morning and landed in a nearby parking lot, damaging several vehicles, officials said. The tire from United Flight 35, which later arrived safely in Los Angeles, landed in an employee parking lot in San Francisco. Spokesman Doug Yackel said no injuries were reported. The runway was briefly closed to allow crews to clear debris. So United Flight 35 was initially headed for Osaka, Japan. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Mimi Farhazada. Hi, Mino. You are awesome. Remember Trump won? Yes. United engine catches fire minutes into flight from Bush Airport. Thought we were going to die. So did you see this one? Did you see this video? Terrifying. Terrifying. Now, I've told you I've been on a flight that was scary. I thought I was going to die in the flight. I was going to Australia, and over the ocean, this plane started going rang, rang. I mean, I'm talking like a rag doll, up and down, thousands of feet at a time. We were dropping and lifting up, going side to side, lightning. You couldn't see outside. It was just clouds in the middle of a fucking lightning storm over the ocean. The lady next to me, the girl next to me, was digging her fingernails into my arm. The lady next to me was praying her prayer beads. The flight attendants were all on the floor holding hands and praying. Captain kept getting on mumbling. Sounded like a fucking car auctioneer. Yeah, I'm done flying long distances. And you know what? I did it a couple times after that. I went to Amsterdam. But I tell you, I hate fucking flying. And I mean, I can do small flights here and there. Some people, I love flying. I love it. Oh, it doesn't bother me. It's because you don't know any better, okay? Look what's happening with United Airlines. I'm just saying. And guess what? A lot more is coming because they're not hiring up to par. Who do we have working there? They're hiring certain people that just need to do something because mom doesn't want them in the house no more. They just need to go and do something. I don't know what exactly, but maybe I need to get a job. Come on over to United Airlines. Come on over. Really? You will take me in? Yeah, come on in. Okay, thank you very much. What do I need to do? Change the tires on the plane. Okay, thank you. Biden uses feisty State of the Union to contrast with Trump, sells voters on a second term. President Joe Biden delivered a defiant argument for a second term in his State of the Union. So you know what they're going to do with this, right? Oh, he was firing on all cylinders. He was on top of his game, and he just got a boost in the polls. Now he's beating Trump. That's what they're going to do. Look, behind the scenes, I promise you. I can read this article, but I'm going to tell you. Joseph, come here. Knock it out of the park. Make it believable. Have a lot of enthusiasm. Don't mumble this time. Don't mumble. Don't stumble either. Be perfect, because we have to hold on to you. We have to show the people you're coherent this time. Once you complete the State of the Union, then it will be believable that you're beating Trump in all the polls. You don't believe, I'm telling you. So he gets up there and preaches and I mean, what I was watching last night made me fucking sick. Revealing in the political moment, Biden fired multiple broadsides at my predecessor without even ever mentioning Trump by name, 13 times in all, raising his voice repeatedly as he worked to quell voter concerns about his age and job performance while sharpening the contrast with his all but certain November rival. So you remember Juanito said on the phone, we're going to make them hold on to this guy. We got to make them hold on to this guy. So it looks like to me, and you got Big Mike. Big Mike's not going for it. He's not running. The one I'm still thinking about, the one I'm looking at right now is Newsom, and I'm also looking at RFK. Because what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you going to be the one that comes in and kind of disrupts?
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Everything. Sit your ass down! Please come on my show. Please come on my show. Nah, you won't. A BLM will come on my show. The BLM has balls to come on my show. Not old RFK. Nah. He'd rather just go do push-ups. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Ain't good enough for me, buddy. I know I may not look it, but I've been around a while, Biden said, addressing his age head on. When you get to be my age, certain things become clearer than ever before. Noting he was born during World War II and came of political age during the upheaval of the 1960s, Biden declared, "My lifetime has taught me to embrace freedom and democracy, a future based on the core values that have defined America, honesty, decency, dignity, equality, to respect everyone." I think that's what's so demonic about this, is what he's actually preaching. When you know who's really behind the... It's like Scooby-Doo. I want to just go up to him and be like, "Let me see that. Ugh, what's on your fucking head?" Biden directly referenced the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the Capitol, calling out those who have played it down. "My predecessor and some of you here seek to bury the truth. Bury the truth! I will not do that," Biden said. "This is a moment to speak the truth and to bury the lies." Oh, man. Oh, man. It gets worse as it goes. And Mike Johnson in the background. Fucking guy. I told you all about him. I said it. When are you all going to start listening? The president linked Trump's praise for those who overran the Capitol in an attempt to subvert the 2020 you-know-what with anti-democratic threats. "Freedom and democracy are under attack both at home and overseas at the very same time," Biden said, as he appealed for Congress to support, what do you think, efforts to defend itself against Russia's two-year-old invasion. History is watching. History's watching. Who the fuck? I want to know who the fuck watches this and they're like, "Wow, he's so right. Oh my God. Oh God. Yes. I'm full of tears." Who? Who is it? Who are these people? They've probably been on their 5th, 6th, 1. "Yes, oh yes, oh God, this is so good. He's on top of it. Who cares that he's fucking 101? Trump offers lukewarm, glitchy response to Biden criticism. He didn't mention Donald Trump by name in his State of the Union address, but there was no mistaking President Joe Biden's target as he tore into his predecessor from the onset as an enemy of democracy and the liberal world order. Mr. T's heavily promoted live play-by-play response to an extended barrage of criticism turned out to be a, listen to this, a damp squibbeset by technical gremlins. And so obviously you're seeing all these syndicates are getting behind Biden. So they're going to make Trump sound like he's just, you know, we're going there again. That starts 2016 all over again. And Trump's odd reluctance to hit back with the same passion, Trump just doesn't have the passion. In his final address before the anticipated November rematch with Trump, the president mentioned "my predecessor" 13 times, digging the Republican on his anti-NATO statements. I can't even read this. I get pissed. Maybe I need to meditate or something. I don't know. Trump's on the ballot, but the Supreme Court left key constitutional questions unanswered. So what they're saying here, okay, well, there's other ways. There's other ways to get him off. So this much is certain. Former President Donald Trump's name will appear on the ballot this year as voters in every state choose a president. But while the unsigned 13-page opinion the Supreme Court handed down Monday decisively resolved the uncertainty around Trump's eligibility for a second term, it left unsettled questions that could someday boomerang back to the justices. They're going after the justices. Could Democratic lawmakers, for instance, disqualify Trump next January when the electoral votes are counted if he wins the November election? Could a state keep a president seeking a third term in violation of the 22nd Amendment of its ballot? See, folks, if you're on Nino's Corner, not TV, you know where this is going. You know exactly where this is going. Some degree of uncertainty after the decision was likely unavoidable. The high court was scrambling on an expedited timeline to quickly decide a fraught dispute with an eye toward consensus among justices who are often sharply divided on major political and cultural questions. In the end, the justices unanimously agreed states can't boot presidential candidates because of the 14th Amendment's insurrection ban. Though it's splintered over why that is the case. There are a lot of questions that remain, said Donald Sherman, chief counsel of the liberal watchdog group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, which filed the suit on behalf of six Republican independent voters seeking to remove Trump from the Colorado ballot. I don't know what the off-ramp that the court created is as elegant as they think it is, he said. And they are just hoping that the issues does not come back to them. Trump applauded the decision as a well-crafted in remarks of Mar-a-Lago, at the remarks of Mar-a-Lago Club. Juanita was there. I think it will go a long way toward bringing our country together, he said. Essentially, you cannot take somebody out of a race because of an opponent would like to have it that way, which we all know is the truth. But what they're saying here is, folks, don't be surprised that if it goes to this, they're going to try other methods. And they might go after the justices. But some new ambiguity, is that how you say it? Ambiguity, in my opinion, and the possibility of a constitutional showdown. So both sides are going to be, it's about the Constitution. Let me tell you what they think of it. Let me tell you what Biden thinks of the Constitution. You ready for this? Here's what Biden and Pelosi proved it once. That's it. That's what they think of it. All right. Another narrative is spinning. Amid explosive demand, America is running out of power. If any of you have ever looked into Tesla, Nikola Tesla, you'll know that it's impossible to run out of power. We live in an electric universe. Power is what fuels everything. You can't run out of it. Okay? just putting that out there. But we're running out of power. Vast swaths of the United States are at risk of running short of power as electricity-hungry data centers and clean technology factories proliferate around the country, leaving utilities and regulators grasping for incredible plans to expand the nation's creaking power grid. In Georgia, demand for industrial power is surging into record highs, with a projection of new electricity use for the next decade now 17 times. There's that number again, 17 times what it was recently in Arizona Public Service. The largest utility in the state is also struggling to keep up, projecting it will be out of transmission capacity before the end of the decade, absent major upgrades. Northern Virginia needs the equivalent of several large nuclear power plants to serve all the new data centers planned and under construction. Texas, where the electricity shortages are already routine on hot summer days, faces the same dilemma. So what they're saying here is when it happens, ow, that hurt my blister. Ow. when it happens, when they, it's very believable. You're going to say, there's just, you know what? Yeah. We were having problems and I understand it. I get it. It was just too much power for these. It was just too much. America was running low. America was running low, and it's understandable that we have no electricity and no water right now. I get it. Yeah. My tax dollars didn't do a fucking thing. Tax dollars that I paid everybody. Nah, that didn't matter. My bills I paid. Nah, fuck you. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Oh. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me to see how many people sell out. Sell out, man. It's discouraging. It's sad. House passes leak in Riley Act requiring ICE to detain migrants arrested for theft. The House of Representatives on Thursday passed the Leak and Riley Act, which would require federal immigration authorities to detain illegal immigrants charged with local theft or burglary after a migrant accused of similar offenses was arrested for the murder of an American college student. The act, which was passed by a 251-170 vote, is named after 22-year-old Leak and Riley, a college nursing student who was recently killed on the campus of the University of Georgia. Jose Antonio Ibarra, the illegal immigrant from Venezuela, charged with the brutal murder, was arrested in New York prior to the murder, but was not detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The senseless murder of Lakin Riley by Jose Ibarra, who had no business being in this country, was another wake-up call as Americans experience an illegal immigrant crime wave because of Joe Biden's open border and local sanctuary city policies. After the bill's passage in the House, Collins urged the Senate to take up the legislation immediately to ensure justice for Lakin and give ICE more tools to detain and deport criminal illegal immigrants before they commit more serious crimes. During the vote, all Republicans in attendance voted yes. All 170 no votes were, of course, Democrats. But I'm telling you, what Sean Ryan saw was they were all kissing each other. They were all hugging. They're all friends. Nobody hates each other behind closed doors. They're all just saying, you do this and I'll do that. You do that and I'll do this. And then we'll go have some beers. And then they all party together. They all sleep together, you know. Yeah. It's the WWE. And they're all there. They're all there, folks. They're all there. House panel unanimously advances bill that could ban TikTok. I'm all for this. I'm all for this. The House Committee on Energy and Commerce on Thursday unanimously approved two bills to secure America's data and compel social media giant TikTok to divest from its Chinese ownership. The committee's 50-0 decision will allow the bills to move forward in the House, though it is unclear if the full Congress will express the same bipartisan support for the bills as the committee. So is TikTok going to go away? I don't know. That's what the Chinese do to spy on us. Thousands of children call Congress to save TikTok. Crying on the phone. Crying children call Congress. No! I need my TikTok! Is that where we're at now? I am so happy. I'm so happy I grew up when I did. Can you imagine this? No! TikTok! No, don't do it! No, I'm going to fucking do it! Crying users hammer lawmakers' phones from schools and tell them to vote no against ban the app because of links to China. They're not concerned about that. They just want to be seen. Staffers and members in the Energy and Commerce Committee say their phones have been ringing off the hook all morning. Committee is currently in a classified hearing, learning the threats of TikTok before they'll mark up a new bill that would force ByteDance to divest. I don't know what ByteDance is. Thousands of TikTok users are calling members of Congress to demand they vote against the bill that could ban the app because of its links to China. Capitol Hill aides say children, some crying, and some in classrooms are calling into their office and making phones ring off the hook, fearing their favorite social media platform is at risk. Wow. If we could just get our youth to care about really important shit, this country wouldn't be flushed down the toilet. But if you ban TikTok, everybody calls in. Oh. Chris Cuomo, Tucker Carlson, to sit down for a one-on-one conversation on news station. Cable news host Chris Cuomo will broadcast a one-on-one conversation with conservative commentator Tucker Carlson that will air early next week on News Nation. News Nation. The wide-ranging one-on-one conversation between the two longtime media figures will air Monday, March 11th at 8 p.m. During the conversation, the pair will discuss Carlson's departure from Fox News Media, the recent criticism he received for his interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin. January 6th, among other topics, the network said in a press release promoting the broadcast. The conversation will mark Carlson's first national television appearance since the exit from Fox. He was ousted from his show at Fox last spring, just weeks after the network agreed to pay. I can't say that word. Let's get to China. Okay, let's go down to China now. China is withdrawing from the U.S. stock market via USD, the yuan. So China, yuan can no longer buy USD. I know what you all thinking. Financial apocalypse is coming. It's already here. It's already here. It's already here. What do you guys think of the fat loss drug Ozempic? I think it is. Ozempic maker Novo Nordisk, more valuable than Tesla. Novo Nordisk is now worth more than Elon Musk's electric vehicle giant Tesla after shares of the Danish maker of Ozempic surged following the release of a promising results for an oral weight loss treatment. Everyone's taking this shit. I don't know. Do you guys look at the side effects of this stuff? Paralyzed stomach? I'm just saying. Imagine you can't digest your... Even if it's a 1% chance, I'm not taking that fucking chance. But a lot of you will go ahead and take that chance while you're flying on United Airlines. I take Ozempic and I fly United Airlines. I live on the edge. Novo Nordisk's market capitalization surged Thursday to about $610 billion after its stock gained 10% to a record high. Dude, people will do anything to lose weight except work out, okay? Except really get out there and work out. I don't have time. I don't have time. I have time for naps. I have time to sleep in. But I don't have time to work out, okay? I don't like to do – I have time to go to Dunkin' Donuts. I have time to eat a candy bar. I have time to eat a double Whopper with cheese. But I do not have time to go work out at the gym. I'm just too busy. Okay, so I'd just rather give myself an injection and almost die. I'll risk it. I'll fucking risk it. I'll risk death. If I can lose 10 pounds so I can fit in that dress again, Betty, I'm doing it. But why don't you work out? You could do that in a couple weeks. No. I'm just too busy. I'm too busy. Now, excuse me while I go to McDonald's. Yep, he did it again. Rupert Murdoch decided that at 92, it was time to give up on the reins of power as the media empire, but it seems he believes age is no barrier for new love. Ugh, I don't even want to picture this. On Thursday, Mr. Murdoch's office said that he planned to marry his girlfriend, Ilana Zhukova, 67. So she's not too young. She's 67. He's 92. Probably won't be along. He probably won't be around for another couple months. So she's gonna go ahead and do this, and she's gonna inherit his empire. The Nuptials, scheduled for June, would culminate a topsy-turvy romantic journey to a fifth marriage for Mr. Murdoch. Fifth marriage. Whose personal dramas have frequently made him the focus of the tabloid gossip industry he helped create. I'm not going to down any of you. I don't know how many marriages you all have been on. But after the first or second, wouldn't you just say, you know, maybe I'll just date from here on out. Maybe I'm not going to get married anymore. It's just a thought. I don't know. Maybe after the third time, you should really be like, maybe it's me. I don't know. I'm fucking just a crazy thought that maybe it is me. And maybe I'm the fucking one that's fucked up. I don't know. Marriage has to be overrated anyway. I mean, I think cats and dogs are just as good. They don't give you any shit. That's the way I see it. So they're getting married, and they're going to have one hell of an event. Monique Sunshine, thank you. Let's get to what the fuck news, can we? Shall we? In what the fuck news, worms living near Chernobyl had developed a new superpower, scientists discover. Worms with superpowers. You know, they tested the atomic bomb here in White Sands, and I think these towns around it have a lot of mutants. I've been there. I've seen these people. They come out of the basement. It's a weird thing. Like, seriously, like I think there's something going on with the towns around White Sands. I feel like I'm not saying everybody. I probably have people on here that are watching like, oh, I'm not a mutant. I know. I get it. But I'm just saying maybe you have mutants around you that you need to look into. Worms living near Chernobyl appear to be immune to radiation. Results give scientists clues to how DNA repair can vary between individuals. From black frogs to a new species of dog, radiation exposure has forced many animals living near Chernobyl to mutate. But a study shows that not all animals in the exclusion zone have responded in this way. Worms living near Chernobyl or Chomobyl, and the preferred Ukrainian spelling, have developed a new superpower. They appear to be immune to radiation. Chernobyl was a tragedy of incomprehensible scale, but we still don't have a great grasp on the effects of the disaster on local populations, said Dr. Sophia Tinder, leader author of the study. Did the sudden environmental shift select for species or even individuals within a species that are naturally more resistant to ionizing radiation? In the 1986 disaster at the Chernobyl nuclear plant transformed the surrounding area into the most radioactive landscape on Earth. Humans were evacuated, but many plants and animals continue to live in the region despite the high levels of radiation and persist nearly for four decades later. So this tells you a lot. That's not only the cockroaches. I wonder if there's any. I thought they said if there was ever a nuclear disaster or an apocalypse, the only thing that would survive would be cockroaches. Well, guess what? There will also be worms. In the new study, the research visited Chernobyl to study nematodes, tiny worms with simple genomes and rapid reproduction, which makes them particularly useful for understanding basic biological phenomena. These worms live everywhere and they live quickly, so they go through dozens of generations of evolution, while a typical vertebrae is still putting on its shoes, said Matthew Rockman, a professor of biology. Within the Geiger counters in hand to measure local levels of radiation and personal protective gear to guard against radioactive dust, they gathered worms from samples of soil, rotting fruit, and other organic material. Worms were collected from locations throughout the zone with different amounts of radiation, ranging from low levels on par with New York City to high radiation sites on par with outer space. What do you mean, like New York City? Ranging from low levels on par with New York City. We're all being bombarded with radiation. I mean, let's think about it. Just having your phone, the towers everywhere. I mean, all day long we're being hit with radiation, in my opinion. Folks, you got to get over to DinosCorner.tv. I'm going to be putting up a Jim Willey today. Man, that's a good interview. I have a lot more awesome interviews coming. I'm going to be very, very busy on DinosCorner.tv, and I appreciate anyone who supports me and gets over there and subscribes. You're ahead of the game. You're ahead of the game. Say no to multi-wives and open marriage. I didn't say anything about that, but okay. I need to get back on your channel. Well, why'd you get off? It's only $4 a month. Pero if you cannot afford that, pero I understand, pero you need to do something. Cut out the cheeseburger. That's fucking more. That's like $15 a month. $15 a meal. What is Starbucks now? Isn't it like you can't even get a coffee for less than $10? And people are complaining about NinosCorner.tv where you get intel and knowledge. I don't understand it. I'll never understand it. To me, it's an investment. All right, folks, I'm out of here. Later. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. Later.